I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Our subject today is the justice of God. The judge considers the man standing before him. He is filled with hate, rage, and violence. His list of convictions is long, including robbery, assault, rape, and now murder. The judge must find justice for his victims and an equitable punishment for the crimes committed. With the law as his guide, it seems the judge has no choice but to pass a harsh and lethal sentence. Considering all the facts mentioned above, you would think this was an easy decision for the judge to make. Yet in the back of his mind, he hears the pleas of another side of justice. Where was justice when this man's father abandoned him before he was even born? Where was justice when, as a child, he was abused by those who were supposed to protect him? Where was justice when he watched his mother prostitute herself to support her addictions? Or when he was forced to carry drugs for the dealers in his neighborhood? Where was justice when this man's life and character were being formed? This scenario reveals the limitations of human justice. Despite all the injustices that form this man's life, the judge knows that to release him back into society would be a crime unto itself. He would most certainly offend again and destroy the lives and properties of others. So justice must be carried out upon this man, a man who rarely, if ever, had justice offered to him. God's justice does not have the limitations of human justice. It is revealed in the Scriptures as the righteousness of God. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for therein is the righteousness or justice of God revealed." He said that in Romans 1:16-17. The book of Romans presents God as the presiding judge over the trial of all humanity. The evidence against us is overwhelming and presented in such a way that, as the Bible says, every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may become guilty before God. The question is, what will God do with an entire world that has been found guilty of sin? God did not desire to damn the sinner, but neither could he take the sinful to heaven. Iniquity found in one, Lucifer, caused a war in heaven that lasted for thousands of years. This iniquity also destroyed everything it touched on earth. Knowing that God could never populate heaven with the workers of iniquity, as Jesus told us in Luke 13:27 and Revelation 21:27, it seemed that damnation was the only answer. The ruling from heaven's court began with an explanation of God's deliberation in making his decision. Paul writes, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." God's justice did not only consider our offenses, but the great offense of Adam that caused us to be sinners in the first place. We may have had a choice in what sins we committed, but we did not have a choice in whether or not we were sinners. If someone tosses a child into the mud, is it just or righteous to punish the child for being dirty? Of course not. God's justice considered that if one man brought sin upon all humanity, then that great injustice had to be dealt with if God was to indeed be the righteous judge of all. The justice of God is summed up in a single sentence. Paul wrote in Romans 5:19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." God had made his decree. There had to be a second man to undo what the first man, Adam, had done. To make a decree is one thing, but to bring justice is not always easy. This justice would require the death of the Son of God upon the cross. How could Christ come as a man and fulfill this decree of divine justice that required that many be made righteous? To do this, he would have to take away the sin that entered through Adam and replace it with the life of God himself, which is eternal life. The only way to accomplish such a thing would be through his death. Jesus Christ went to the cross so that we could be joined or united to him in his death and thereby be delivered from our old man of sin. Paul explains this in Romans 6, verses 6 and 7. He says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," with Christ, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, from now on, we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin." Christ also came out of the grave to bring us with him into newness of life. Paul tells us, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him." This is how Christ made many righteous. He died to deliver us from the depravity of sin, and he resurrected to birth us into his eternal life. That's what the new birth is all about. If we will believe this gospel and trust in Christ, this glorious redemption becomes our reality. This, my friend, is the justice of God. I'm Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ.
Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in praise, while eternity unfolds, they could never tell.